I'm Dave Anthony. A lot of people. We're doing a lot of shoveling with the Northeast buried under a lot of snow. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers live here in New York.
The morning commute's been pretty normal in the Northeast so far, but Patrick Burke with the National Weather Service says that's about to change.
The snow will be increasing pretty rapidly during the day on Monday and into Monday evening.
The nor'easter is bringing heavy snow, powerful winds, and coastal flooding with a blizzard warning issued for a 250-mile stretch that includes New York and Boston. More than 4,000 flights for today and tomorrow have already been canceled. And the New England Patriots plan to leave Boston today at lunchtime, bound for the Super Bowl in Arizona, where temps will be in the 60s today, Dave.
Johnny, the Seahawks arrived yesterday. They're not declaring victory over ISIS, but Kurds are confident about success battling the terrorist army in a key Syrian border town. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, ISIS has almost been pushed out of Kobani. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and senior Kurdish officials say there's only sporadic fighting on the eastern edges of the city near Turkey, marking a major victory for the U.S.-led coalition and the Kurds targeting the Islamic militants. This is in stark contrast to October, when ISIS's control over Kobani was widespread. If the town would have been captured, the militants would have had control of a border crossing with Turkey. Dave?
Now, Jessica, despite the collapse of Yemen's government,
you know, we've made clear that we'll take direct action inside of Yemen against AQAP targets. That's something we've done in the past. I'd anticipate us doing that in the future.
Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes, and sure enough, a suspected drone strike today took out three suspected al-Qaeda terrorists, the first since a rebel uprising in Yemen. A drone-like device landed near the White House before dawn. A spokesman says the Secret Service recovered it. There's no threat to the building. Now, President Obama is in India, chief guest at an annual parade in New Delhi, showing off India's military, everything from rocket launchers to regiments on camels. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust, because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists, and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
For most people, the biggest investment they'll make is when they buy a home. I know it was for me. And let's just say, I'm frugal, and Zweikert Associates could help with that. I've known Jen for years now, and I've actually bought and sold two homes with them, which in my opinion is the most ringing endorsement you can give. If I can trust somebody times two with that investment, their commitment is that they will exhaust all resources to provide exceptional customer service and help you accomplish your goal, being it buying or selling a home. There have been some unscrupulous practices in lending in the last decade or so, and the buyer beware warning in the media made it hard to know where to start. Well, if you go to zarealestate.com, you'll look right at Home Buying 101. Well, they'll walk you through the process. At Zweikert Associates, they have an impeccable team of professionals that go all the way through the process, making sure everything is just right in your property so it sells faster, or holding your hand in my case when you're trying to buy one. If in the last little bit you've considered buying or selling a home, I would strongly recommend you start the process with Zweikert and Associates. Jen will recommend now that you go talk to several, because you're interviewing somebody that's going to take care of a lot of your money. But I promise you're going to get a good fit with ZA Real Estate. Again, easiest way to find them, zarealestate.com for Zweikert and Associates.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A man walking on FM 2818 north of the Villa Maria exit during the midnight hour Sunday was struck and killed. Bryan police identified the victim as 26-year-old Mario Andreas Jemison of Bryan. Investigators don't believe the driver of the car was intoxicated when Jemison was struck in the outside lane. A crash on FM 1774 Saturday afternoon near the Texas Renaissance Festival resulted in one death and three injuries. DPS reports a northbound SUV rear-ended a car attempting to make a left turn. One of two passengers in the car died. She was identified as 20-year-old Harley Marie Mullenix of Navasota. Both drivers and the other passenger in the car were all transported to Conroe Regional Hospital. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Bryan is celebrating National Catholic Schools Week by recognizing their 120th anniversary. Communications Director Patty Blosick says it begins with a Mass of Thanksgiving Wednesday morning at 11 at the church.
We've invited the whole community to come out. We have scores of alumni that live in and around the community. Of course, from 120 years, there's a lot of people in the area, including our mayor, who's an alum.
The Bishop of the Austin Diocese will be leading the Mass, which is followed by a reception. Legal action over the way public schools are financed in Texas will be taking much longer. It was a subject brought up by College Station Superintendent Clark Ely at the last school board meeting.
Usually it's 30 days to do one thing, followed by another 30 days. Now they're taking 30 days to 80 days, and the 20-day window they have for submittals is now moved to 40.
Dr. Ely says that means the court battle will extend through this calendar year, and it won't get back to the legislature until the 2017 session. Committee appointments to the Texas Senate have been made by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Senator Charles Schwartner, who represents Brazos County, will continue chairing Health and Human Services and will be a member of Finance, Business and Commerce, Administration, and State Affairs. Newly elected Senator Lois Kohlquist of Brenham joins HHS as vice chair. She will also join Schwartner on Finance and is also on the Education, Transportation, and Agriculture committees. One way to describe a new contract for IT services between the Texas A&M system and Cisco is bundling on steroids. The system's chief information officer, Mark Stone, says no jobs will be lost as a result of turning 604 contracts into one agreement.
This is merely consolidating existing contracts into one, and this is a hard $3.7 million save. It's now locked in for the next 5 years.
Stone says one contract will increase the efficiency of the procurement office, and IT administrators throughout the system will call the same Cisco support number. A College Station woman is accused of working as a nurse without a license for at least 8 years and possibly longer. College Station police report 43-year-old Sheila Vincent turned herself in as the result of an investigation that started the week before last. Investigators were told the license Vincent was using belonged to a nurse that was employed in another part of the state. The police department news release did not reveal where Vincent worked since the end of 2006 or back to the mid-1990s, where investigators suspect Vincent impersonated a nurse. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 46 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
810 Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable sunshine today should lead to mild temperatures. We're going to climb all the way up to about 65 to 70 this afternoon. High pressure sits over the state tonight. We're clear. Lows will fall back to 45 to 50. Sunshine is with us tomorrow, too. Highs will be 70 to 75. Clear tomorrow night. Lows near 50. It's going to be mostly sunny throughout the day on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Unusual names for babies were coming up. The law had to step in one particular case.
Whoa.
Tell you about that in a little while. In the meantime, it's underinflatigate or whatever they wanted to call it.
Deflategate.
That's right. It's not the right air pressure. And apparently the folks at Saturday Night Live decided to take a swing at it, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Anyways, they did, of course, the other day they had a press conference. First is Bill Belichick was talking, and he was giving a press conference, and basically, in a lot of ways, he kind of threw Tom Brady under the bus. He was just, you know, typical Bill Belichick. And then Tom Brady got up there, and he talked for a little while. But, yeah, SNL did a spoof of it, and I thought it was pretty funny. Go ahead and start. They did Bill Belichick first, right? So it was all part of their cold opening last Saturday, so they get Bill Belichick up there to talk first.
Good evening. As you can tell, I'm taking this very seriously. That's why I got dressed up. I came here today to tell you that I have absolutely nothing to do with deflating those footballs, and that's all I have to say on the matter, period. But I still have several minutes left, so I'd like to spend the remainder of the press conference throwing my quarterback under the bus.
So that was a little bit of what Bill Belichick had, and then they brought Tom Brady up there, and he was talking for a little bit.
Tom? Hey, Tom? Did you have anything to do with deflating these footballs?
Me? Absolutely not! Honestly, I wasn't even aware that footballs could be inflated or deflated.
You weren't aware of that?
Look, all I know is that a football is a pigskin, so I just assumed that the air in the football is how much air was inside the pig when it died.
Tom, I think you're pretending to know a lot less than you actually do.
What? Look, guys, I'm just the quarterback, all right? Once I take that snap, all I'm thinking about is throwing bomb spirals to Gronk, man. I'm not worried about the air pressure in the ball. That's nerd stuff. That's honestly above my pay grade.
You make $26.5 million a year.
Yeah, is that a lot? Guys, I don't know things.
So basically just playing stupid like he did in the press conference. But the best part about this was, and SNL did this by themselves, they brought they had Tom Brady up there, who was playing by Taron Killam, and then they brought the guy who was behind it all, the mastermind, Dougie Spoons, who's the assistant ball boy, and he got up there, and Bobby Moynihan played him.
Dougie, is it? Dougie, is it?
Yeah, Dougie Spoons!
Dougie, did Tom Brady at any point instruct you to take air out of those footballs?
This man is a saint.
Oh, Dougie.
Well, you think you can do what he does? He has won 3 Super Bowls, 6 if you include the losses. This man is a legend, a hero, and one day he is going to be the father of my child.
I'm sorry, what?
Dougie, we just want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world that has balls, and those balls have to be inflated by men with pumps. Who's gonna do it? You, Reporter Weinberg? You don't want the truth, because deep down in places you don't talk about at Super Bowl parties, you want me on that ball. You need me on that ball.
Did you deflate the ball?
I did the job I was told to do.
Did you deflate the ball?
You did, right? I did.
So, very nice.
Anyways, yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Does a little Jack Nicholson for us.
Yeah.
Very so good. Saturday Night Live.
That's Fugan it. Men.
Now, you man, it's 8:15, and Bill McGuire's here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
You know, I didn't know I'd be entertained as much as
I was. You never know what you're going to follow
great.
Here.
That's great.
It. What's going
great.
On in y'all's world?
Well, the Affordable Care Act is my topic today, Scott. This is pretty good information I tripped over the other day, and I wanted to share that with all of our listeners. And basically, are you thinking about tax day yet? Most of us are thinking about, boy, we're glad Christmas is behind us.
Yeah.
But your friendly neighborhood tax preparer is thinking about it a whole lot. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen declared this tax season one of the most complicated ever, partly because this is the first year that the Affordable Care Act will show up on your tax form. For most people who get insurance through work, like I do, the change will be simple, checking a box on the tax form that says, yes, I had health insurance all year. But for about 25 to 30 million, estimated, people who didn't have health insurance or who bought subsidized coverage through the exchanges, it's going to be a different world. They're going to have to do a whole lot of stuff. So it might be wise to get a tax preparer if you've been using TurboTax, you know, for the last 15 or 20 years like I have. You might want to get some one-on-one information from a tax preparer. The biggest misconception out there, Scott, is, hey, that penalty is only $95. I mean, this sounds like my son talking to me. Hey, Dad, it's no big deal. It's only $95.
Right.
But that's really not true. It's $95 for 2014 if you were uninsured, or, the big or, 1% of income, whichever is greater. So as I told my son, you know, let's just say you made $30,000 last year. That's $300. That's a lot of money to somebody that makes $30,000 to come up with at one time. So guess what? Next year, it doubles. It goes to 2%. That doesn't sound like a lot. But to people that are on, you know, let's say a limited income, that can be a whole lot of money out of their budget.
It's only a lot of money if you don't have it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. The smartest move for people who want to avoid those penalties is to sign up for insurance. The deadline for open enrollment for 2015 is February 15th, folks. That's 3 weeks from today. And that's the end of the open enrollment period. A lot of people may think that they have until tax day, April 15th, to sign up, but that is not true. So if you want to go ahead and jump on that open enrollment, you need to do it quickly, because next year it's going to go up in price. You're going to pay 1% this year, 2% next year if you miss that deadline. And that's what these tax preparers have. They have the information, Scott, to tell people and pass that along. There are some things that could happen in your favor, though, if you're in that boat. And here's an example. One person might say, hey, I didn't have insurance for 6 months, but you know what? I got a notice that they were going to cut my electricity off, and I had to pay that bill. Well, maybe the tax preparer can get you in on a hardship case. And that means you wouldn't have to pay that penalty this year. So tax preparers have got a lot of work cut out for them. But don't wait. Don't wait until you get your W-2, which a lot of people don't get it till the end of January. Do you have yours yet?
I have some.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a lot of times we're sitting there waiting, you know, because employers have until that last day of January to send those out in the mail. So don't wait. If you can get yours early and you want to escape those penalties, get for that open enrollment. If for more information on this, find a tax preparer and give them a call. Thank you so much. Give us a call to BBB. We have a little bit of information on this, too.
All right, there you go. That's Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Homebuilder D.R. Horton reported better-than-expected quarterly profit in sales as home deliveries surged. Home sales rose to $2.2 billion from $1.6 billion a year ago, while the number of homes closed jumped 29%. Birdman was a big winner last night at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, taking the top prize for Outstanding Ensemble in a Motion Picture. Even though its star, Michael Keaton, was upset by Eddie Redmayne in the Outstanding Lead Actor category. Julianne Moore won Best Actress for Still Alice, while Patricia Arquette and J.K. Simmons won supporting awards. The SAG ceremony often serves as a preview to the Academy Awards. Grand Vision BV, one of the world's biggest optical retailers, says it plans to go public on the Amsterdam Stock Exchange. The company plans to raise up to $1.2 billion, making it one of the biggest IPOs in Europe so far this year. On Wall Street, futures now little changed after stocks closed mixed on Friday for the week. The Dow Industrials gained 161. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Well, I did it again. Had just a little too much turkey. Must have been the turkey, certainly couldn't have been the pie. How about you? Overdo it this year? Is it time to stop making excuses and get serious about dropping a few pounds? Yep, I understand. And you know, that's what's so special about Dr. Steelman's home diet from the Activate Company. It's the doctor's office diet that you use at home. Now, unlike some weight loss programs, it adapts to your lifestyle. Thousands of people have done it, and I'm one of them. Do you know 91% of the people who have tried this diet have lost weight and said it's the easiest thing they have ever done to lose weight? It's a plan that works like no other, and you can only get it at myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. MyActivate.com or 800-465-4411. If you really think about it, you can see it in your mind's eye. Here, let me describe it to you. It's an old house, one literally draped with the traditional settings of the elderly man. The door opens, and he's visible. Yes, he's an older fellow, white hair, baggy clothes, and in his hand, a worn violin. That violin seemed to fit his hand like a glove. It belonged there. It was part of him. It was a tradition in his hometown, especially at Christmas. Carol singers would come to his door, and the old master would appear, violin in hand. And together they would sing, and he would play. It was well known. No invitation needed, no appointment was necessary for this performance. If you wanted to make music, just come. He would accommodate. Especially if you wanted to hear Mozart. Mozart was his hero. The violinist had studied Mozart since his childhood and loved everything the great composer did. The old violinist was once asked about the state of the world, with all the trouble and turmoil, and what it would mean if it all came crashing down. He said only that people would no longer be able to listen to Mozart. That answer is all the more interesting when I tell you two things. One, this man may have done more to cause the anxiety in the world than almost any other. And that he was asked to be president of Israel, but he declined, saying he wasn't qualified for that job, and even with his love of Christmas music, he was not a Christian. I guess that pretty much sums up this fellow, the very skilled violinist who would get out his violin any time he was asked, and no one ever needed an invitation to come and listen to Mozart. But most didn't know that if you wanted to play music and listen to Mozart, you were welcome anytime. No appointment needed. Because so many others wanted to talk to him about other things, and for that, you did need an appointment, but not for Mozart. It's a little-known fact that the talented violinist who was available anytime to anyone who wanted to listen to Mozart and who almost became president of Israel was also one of the geniuses of our day and one of the most sought-after men of his time. Was also the man who gave us the formula for the atomic power so many feared would bring an end to it all. Albert Einstein.
As a former two-sport college athlete, I know what I'm supposed to do to get in shape. I just don't have the gumption sometimes to do it. Not to mention getting bored with just, air quotes, working out. Well, I've remedied both of those situations. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Let me tell you about my friends at Brazos Valley MMA. It works. I'm down over 20 pounds now in two full pant sizes. Matt is my personal trainer. We meet 3 times a week. We work together to figure out what I want to accomplish and how best to get there. You can join a gym this year and have money come out of your account each month, or you can get a personal trainer at BVMMA and actually get results. Personal training gives you accountability and personalized fitness specifically for your body and personality. I've had more fun, yes, actual fun, working out with Matt than I ever have going to your stock and standard gym. No membership fee, don't have to be a member of BVMMA to do personal training. When you start with Brazos Valley MMA, your first session, including a 30-minute fitness consultation and diet assessment with certified personal trainer, my buddy Matt, is taken care of. And for the month of January only, your first session is completely free. To find out more, go to BVMMA.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over 2 decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M ran its winning streak to 4 games with a 67-61 win at Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville last Saturday. Aggies are now 13-5 on the year, 4-2 in SEC play. Victory also gave the Aggies their longest winning streak in SEC competition since joining the conference in the 2012-13 season and moved A&M into a tie for second place in the league standings. The Aggies now have won 3 straight in that series against Tennessee. After the game, assistant coach Mitch Cole.
Man, I tell you what, second half seems to be where we feel most comfortable, right? In the last 4 games, we've really exploded each half in the second half. So, hey, what a win for our guys to come in here. Great environment. One of my favorite places on the road to come. I know you guys feel the same, but just to come out of there with that win was great for our guys, great for our morale.
Texas A&M assistant coach Mitch Cole following the Aggie win over Tennessee in Knoxville last Saturday. A&M continues its 2-game road swing by traveling to Auburn, Alabama tomorrow night to face the Auburn Tigers at 8 o'clock, 7:30 broadcast time on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Amish Furniture for Generations has an entertainment sale going on through the end of the month. You know, you're obviously aware that many people in the Amish faith don't use modern appliances, things like entertainment centers, but that doesn't mean that the craftsmen who build furniture for Amish furniture for generations don't make that kind of furniture, because they do, and they have for a long, long time. And right now is a great time for you to check it out, because Amish Furniture for Generations has 10% off all their entertainment items during the month of January. Doesn't matter what you're looking for, whether it's entertainment centers for stereos or for televisions, small wall units, large, complete home theater systems, all of that available from Amish Furniture for Generations with the same quality that you always expect, bench-built, handcrafted, and solid wood. So even if it is technologically advanced from what a lot of the Amish people do, it's still an opportunity for you to have these great pieces of furniture in your home. So find out about the different selections that they have available for you. They'll be glad to show you that. And, of course, with anything else, Kent's more than happy to explain to you how the Amish furniture difference is right there and very easy to see and evident, and that's the reason that they really do build furniture that's built to last for generations to come. They're located on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. You can give them a call at 260-5050. They're in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations, that's furniture that lasts for generations to come.
American Lube Centers wants to thank you for your business, 5 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 5 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
How would you react if the chairman of Google predicted that in the future, the internet would disappear? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. When you're making a business presentation, you need a projector that'll help you grab people's attention and bring your ideas to life. But not all business projectors are created equal. That's why you need to go with the number one selling projector brand in the world, Epson. Epson is the only brand to use 3 LCD technology in all of its projectors. And that's important, because 3 LCD technology delivers better color than the leading competitors. How do Epson's projectors deliver better color? First, they have 3 times higher color brightness. And second, they have up to 3 times wider color gamut. It's that simple. With Epson business projectors, you get better, more accurate color. No wonder 9 out of 10 people prefer images from Epson over the leading competitors. Here is something else you need to know. Epson projectors project images up to 25 times larger than a flat panel. So in your next meeting, if you want to go big and bring your ideas to life with better color, get an Epson business projector. Epson, built to perform. What would you think if Eric Schmidt, the chairman of Google, predicted that the internet will simply disappear? Well, that was his message a few days ago at the World Economic Summit, and he's right. In the very near future, the internet will be woven in all, and I mean all, areas and things of our daily activities. Sensors in our clothes and shoes will monitor our vital signs, exercise, and of course, when the clothes and shoes need cleaning. Medicine bottles will keep track of our prescriptions. The refrigerator will tell us when it's time to order more eggs and milk. You'll never go online for anything, because everything will be online at all times, communicating with everything else. There'll be no such thing as getting online. The internet will be very much like the power company. It's already there, and it's always there, transparent and instantaneous. What a world, eh? Keep up with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The 120th anniversary of St. Joseph Catholic School in Bryan will be celebrated Wednesday morning. Communications Director Patty Blazek says students will be participating in a Mass of Thanksgiving led by the Bishop of the Austin Diocese.
The students are going to do most of the Mass parts, and our high school choir will be singing at the Mass, and younger children are going to present gifts to the Bishop and thank him for his leadership of the school.
The site of the first school on Preston Street has remained in continuous use for educational purposes.
And that is where our Early Learning Center is, but a lot of the people, they had classes for up through 8th grade until Monsignor McCaffrey purchased the old Travis Elementary School on Travis Street behind the PAC.
The Mass, followed by a reception, will take place at St. Joseph Catholic Church starting on Wednesday morning at 11. Any hopes have been dashed that the Texas legislature will address school finance this session. College Station Superintendent Clark Ely recently told the school board the state Supreme Court has added more time for arguments in the continuing appeal.
It looked like the Supreme Court would take up and rule on the finance system in plenty enough time for the 84th Texas legislature, the one that just gaveled in, to address this in a special session, either in fall of 2015 or spring of 2016. That may be in doubt now. This may actually get pushed to the 85th Texas legislature or the 2017 session.
Dr. Ely says the school finance lawsuit so far has generated more than 200,000 pages of testimony. Members of the Texas Senate know their committee assignments for the new legislative session. Two who serve the Brazos Valley will see each other on two committees. Charles Schwartner of Georgetown, who represents Brazos County, chairs Health and Human Services. The vice chair is newly elected Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham. The two are also members of the Senate Finance Committee. Schwartner was also named to the Business and Commerce, Administration, and State Affairs. Kolkhorst is also on the Senate Transportation, Education, and Agriculture Committees. The Texas A&M system has announced a new contract for IT services that does not involve outsourcing. The five-year deal with Cisco, according to the system's chief information officer, Mark Stone, consolidates 604 separate contracts into one.
It increases the efficiency of the procurement office because they're now managing fewer number of contracts. It increases the efficiency of all of the systems administrators because they now have a single number to call, and that single number will have all of their assets. They don't have to determine which assets under which contract.
Stone says the system will save $3.7 million and no system employees will lose their jobs. Two people were killed in crashes in the Brazos Valley during the weekend. One mishap was near the Texas Renaissance Festival, where an SUV rear-ended a car attempting to turn off FM 7074. DPS identified the fatality as 20-year-old Harley Marie Mullinex of Navasota. The driver and a second passenger in the car, along with the driver of the SUV, were all transported to Conroe with undisclosed injuries. During the midnight hour on Sunday, Bryan police were sent to FM 2818 north of the Villa Maria exit after a man walking in the outside lane was struck and killed. The pedestrian was identified as 26-year-old Mario Andreas Jemison of Bryan. Investigators believe the driver of the car was not intoxicated. A union representing American Airlines mechanics has filed a lawsuit against the carrier. The Transport Workers Union Local 591 claims airline managers pressure mechanics to send out airplanes that need repairs and could be unsafe. Aviation consultant Denny Kelly says sending planes overseas for repairs is at the heart of the suit.
Sometimes they get them back and sometimes they're in fairly good shape. Sometimes you get them back and they're not in good shape. It just depends.
American won't comment directly on the lawsuit but defends its safety record. Have you forgotten about a bank account, didn't collect on a utility deposit you were due when you cut off service? Then you may be eligible to collect on some of about $4 million in the hands of the state. The controller's office is Diana Diaz.
A lot of people that they didn't remember they had some uncashed check or some insurance company never pay them like the whole amount. Business and corporations and banks have 1 to 3 years to report this.
The list of people who are owed money is at claimittexas.org. Galveston County officials are seeking a change in state law to help them root out squatters living on beaches on Bolivar Peninsula. County commissioners will push the state legislature this session for a change in the Texas Natural Resources Code to allow counties bordering the Gulf of Mexico to ban full-time living on unincorporated beaches, most of which are found on Bolivar Peninsula. Commissioner Ryan Denard says cities have the power to regulate camping on beaches, but counties responsible for unincorporated areas do not have the regulatory power without a change in state law. WTAW News Time, now 8:38, is 48 degrees. More news on the way at noon today with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Normangy Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Considerable sunshine today should lead to mild temperatures. We're going to climb all the way up to about 65 to 70 this afternoon. High pressure sits over the state tonight. We're clear. Lows will fall back to 45 to 50. Sunshine is with us tomorrow, too. Highs will be 70 to 75. Clear tomorrow night. Lows near 50. It's going to be mostly sunny throughout the day on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:40. A newborn named Nutella was renamed by a French court after the judge ruled that the parents' decision to name the child after the food was against the child's best interest. The judge renamed the child Ella after the parents failed to show up in court.
Well, at least I was close.
Well, yeah. And obviously, if it didn't mean enough for him to
show up,
then probably ought to go ahead and do something else.
Nutella is delicious, though.
Well, you know, I've never had any Nutella. But
really?
Yeah, I haven't. But I noticed when I was at the Shopatorium the other day that they are, Hershey's has put out their spread in one of these little go-to cups. Because Nutella's done that. You know, they apparently have these breadsticks, little crunchy breadsticks that you can get to use it to dip the Nutella out. And I'm guessing nobody would ever use their finger after they ran out of the little stick things.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, no. So anyway, with Nutella being renamed by the French court, here are some real baby names registered with the Social Security Administration. Hashtag Jameson. Hashtag, okay. Alucard, which is Dracula spelled backwards. Felony, P-H-E-L-O-N-Y, felony. Cherish, that'd be C-H-A-R-I-S-H. Let me see. I can't even say that one. So unique. Okay. Yehanus.
That's a boy's name, obviously.
Yeah, of course it is. There's Kalish Navaya, which is Kalishi, I'm sorry, Kalishi, who's from Soap Opera Swords, is that right?
Khaleesi?
And is that it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Khaleesi? Okay. And then Nevea, which is heaven spelled backwards. Punched. Somebody named their kid Punched. Legend, L-E-D-J-E-N-D.
Oh, wow. Man.
Sing Praises. Ninja Quest.
that was pretty good.
Yeah. Adorable.
Aw.
Yeah. That'd be A-D-O-R-A-B-E-L-L.
Ooh.
Why wouldn't you do a double O? Make it Adorabell.
Adorabell.
And To Light a Candle.
Oh.
To Light a Candle. Real names according to the Social Security Administration. Yeah, it is. Coming up later on this half hour, thoughts that you get in the shower. Shower thoughts.
I love shower thoughts.
Yeah, we get those every once in a while. Okay. So, once again, American Sniper, which now has done good money. What,
oh, man.
60 million? Is that right? Is that where we are?
I think it's more than that.
No, it's about to eclipse Saving Private Ryan if you don't adjust for inflation.
Whoa, is that right?
217 million?
Yeah, okay. Wow. Getting so much publicity, you'll probably be interested to find out that NBC's latest pilot, reportedly about a sniper-turned-security expert who finds himself sucked into a life-and-death conspiracy in Las Vegas. Yeah, you'd expect that. By the way, Fox is putting together a sitcom starring John Stamos, in case you care. Patrick Stewart working on a sitcom with Seth MacFarlane.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. that's an interesting pairing there.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
Might
Hello.
I knew a gal 20 years ago whose name was Flea, like the bug.
Yeah.
Her parents were hippies.
Thank you.
Well, he's also Flea is the lead guitarist for Chili Peppers.
That's right, yeah.
There's a guy at the Renaissance Festival, surprise, surprise, his parents named him Pine Tree.
Yeah.
Is that
he
his
sells
real
pickles.
Name?
He swears he'll pull out his birth certificate, but he just takes our dollar and gives us a pickle.
I wish somebody whose last name was Bond would name their child James Bond. So that when he had to put his name down, he'd write Bond, James Bond. See? last name first.
I'm pretty sure that's happened before. I think I knew somebody that had a doctor named Bond.
Yeah. Well, I have a doctor named Bond. Yeah.
Oh, really? But,
yeah. Anyway, it's plural. It's Bonds, but it's pretty close. All right. Let me see. Where else were we? Oh, we were talking about movies. So, Bradley Cooper. Did you see that he visited some vets in San Antonio? I think it was last week during a showing of the movie, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Stayed and took pictures, but I think he's pretty much that kind of guy. That made me look at movies that were the top movies not so long ago. Like a year ago, this week, the number one movie was Ride Along. Do we have any idea what that is?
Yeah, it's that Kevin Hart Ice.
Gotcha.
Ice Cube.
5 years ago, number one movie was Avatar.
Ah.
10 years ago this week, the movie was Are We There Yet? And 20 years ago, the number one movie was Legends of the Fall.
Really?
Which I think was about a 3.5-week-old movie, right? I mean, it was a really long movie, if I'm not mistaken. It was not...
Good movie, though.
Yeah, liked it. Dennis Rodman has invited Seth Rogen to North Korea. That really will, yeah. Rodman told The Hollywood Reporter, if the North wanted to hack anything in the world, really, they're going to hack a movie? Really? The former NBA player spoke with The Hollywood Reporter at the premiere of his documentary, which is called Dennis Rodman's Big Bang in Pyongyang, which chronicles his travel to visit the Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm surprised that's not straight to video. But
that, yeah.
That should be available.
Well,
you know,
Seth's having a rough time here in the States, too. So
yeah. Yeah. He may decide that's best deal for him.
Place.
Well, the interview made it to Netflix over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't watch it, quickest
release to Netflix ever.
Yeah. Don't know if I care. So, Patrick, are you watching Sons of Liberty?
No.
Oh, really?
What
I thought
is
you
this?
Would. Well, it's on history.
Oh.
It's a 3-night, 6-hour event. It premiered last night.
Oh.
It follows Sam Adams, John Adams, Paul Revere, John Hancock, and Dr. Joseph Warren as they band together in secrecy to change the course of history.
I'm there.
The miniseries continues tonight with a new 2-hour edition starring Ben Barnes and Ryan Eggold.
What time does it start?
Well, it's Henry Thomas is in it, by the way, who used to go to Blinn.
Ah.
Just saying.
Isn't Hank from Breaking Bad in there?
He may be. Yes, Dean Norris.
Yeah.
That's it. Starts at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I got to record it, watch it
tomorrow. And probably if you catch it earlier in the day, history's probably got the first episode.
That's
from
what
last
I'll probably
night.
Do. I'll have to catch up on the last one.
Well, in any show where I think are they the ones who used, they're the ones who used Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones on their promos.
Ooh.
So it can't be bad.
You know, if it's not Modern Marvels and they haven't had a new one in a while, I haven't been on history
lately.
Well,
that's why
I didn't know about it.
That's right. I should have mentioned, but I saw that promo last week.
I'm excited
about
it now.
That would be something that you probably would
have something to look forward to.
There
now.
You are.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machine. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1414. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1414. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1414.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey. Today, wanted to introduce you to a family project, Jack's Chemo Care Kits for Kids. Started by a family right here in the Brazos Valley, mom and four kids, they were looking for a way to give back to pediatric cancer patients last summer. They wanted to help replenish supplies at MD Anderson Pediatric Cancer Center, Texas Children's,
and our own local cancer centers. Last year, with the help of the community, able to put together 80 of these things, and this year they're looking to do a spring break delivery of about 300. Each kit contains items to help with the side effects of chemo, activity items, and a fleece blanket. I know this is coming up down the road, February 28th, but I wanted to put it on your radar so when you're at the grocery store or picking up a prescription, you can see just how inexpensive these items really are. You might even have these stockpiled in your house. They're looking for items like tissues, peppermints, boxes of lemon heads, fragrance-free lotion, lip balm, soft brush toothbrushes and toothpaste, and activity items like coloring books and crayons, travel size games, cards, puzzles, or fun, crazy straws. Whatever you think a kid would like would be perfect for one of these kits. An entire kit probably gonna run close to $20. It's simple, it's easy, and a great way to give back. They're doing a donation drop-off in the Circle driveway of the Bryan High Silver Campus on February 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you can't make it then, you can also donate money. They have a GoFundMe account. Just search Jack's, J-A-K-S, Chemo Care Kits for Kids, or find them on Facebook. I'll post all the links on my website, BrazosLife.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Good morning, about 10 minutes till. Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Now we're up to almost 80 people who have contracted the measles linked to an outbreak first started at Disney parks in California. U.S. News & World Report says the overwhelming majority of the cases, 68 of them, have been in California. The other 10 have been reported in six other states in Mexico. One of every four California patients has needed hospitalization. Most of the people who have contracted the virus never received their measles vaccine. Mm-hmm. The measles outbreak is occurring 15 years after measles basically were declared eliminated in U.S. America. But health experts say this new outbreak is a result of a critical number of people choosing not to vaccinate their children. Well, there are a couple of things. There's not vaccinating your children's one. You take the Disney parks where people from all over the world come so that there could be a possibility of being exposed to the disease there. And apparently the incubation period on measles is about 2 weeks, and so maybe well after the fact, and you're not able to put those one and one together as to how you came up with it. But not good publicity as far as the Disney folks are concerned, and now it's going to bring up the controversy again. Do you immunize your children? Because that's been a hot topic before. New Jersey police pulled a guy over using the carpool lane, then arrested him for kidnapping. The Port Authority police thought Luis Romero Jr. was driving solo in the commuter lane, but when they stopped him, he rolled down the windows and revealed that he had two passengers in the back. Police let him go, but as he was driving away, one of the passengers screamed and tried to jump out the window. Police say they interviewed the men who only spoke Spanish. They turned out to be undocumented migrants. Luis had allegedly picked him up in Texas, agreed to drive them to Maryland for money, but once they arrived, he allegedly demanded even more cash, and the pair could not pay, and so he had taken them hostage, charged with kidnapping, criminal restraint, and receiving stolen property, held on $1 million bail.
He was a coyote.
Yeah, kind of.
So why did they, I guess I'm wondering why they didn't think anybody was with them. If they were sitting in the back.
Well, maybe they couldn't see him. Maybe they were scrunched down. Could be that's what it was. So Martin Scorsese was planning an HBO documentary on Bill Clinton. That's not going to happen. Uh-oh. Well, it's on hold. By the way, today is the day that he said he had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky. This is a big day for the Clintons.
Oh, wow.
There was that, and then this is also the anniversary of Hillary and Whitewater. So this was a big day for the Clintons. They always celebrate January 26th. Separately, for different reasons. The New York Times claims the project is now on the back burner over disagreements between Bill and Scorsese over the film segments. Yeah, I'm betting the Hillster probably doesn't want anything having to do with Bill out there on HBO anytime soon. Probably not be the thing to do. So, we'll see. Pretty good ratings for Blake Shelton. Stint as host on the Saturday and musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend. Show was up 15% overall and up 10% in the 18 to 49 age group from last week's show that was hosted by Kevin Hart. So there you are. J.K. Simmons is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live in a couple of weeks. He's the farmer's guy, you know, the bald-headed fella. Does those commercials.
We are farmers.
He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he is. Hello.
Hey, y'all didn't say what happened to the illegal aliens who were being held hostage.
The migrants? Right? Yeah, they were illegal aliens. They are undocumented workers, sir. Anything other than that would be simply insensitive. I heard an interview with him.